For more than 2 years, a Florida-based company has been trying to establish a blood plasma collection center in Albany at the Hannaford Plaza on Central and Calvin Avenues. The mayor and the common council remain at odds over the proposal. CSL Plasma runs hundreds of plasma collection centers around the world. The facilities are often located on heavily traveled bus or subway lines and can appeal to college students and people with low incomes. CSL opened a Schenectady center about a year ago, but has faced stiff opposition from Albany's Common Council in trying to establish another at Hannaford Plaza. Council President Corey Ellis is also upstate political director for the New York State Nurses Association.
For me, working in healthcare, you'd like it somewhere around near other healthcare facilities, because something could happen, and you know, if you're close to other healthcare facilities, something should happen to someone, it's easy to transport them to a healthcare facility. Something should happen within that blood plasma treatment.
CSL also ran afoul with Albany's planning department, which said a plasma center could not be classified as a clinic or an office or, for that matter, a retail establishment. Mayor Kathy Sheehan believes the center would be a tremendous benefit to the city, especially now.
You know, blood plasma is in the news. Right now it's being investigated as a way to be able to treat people with really, really serious symptoms from the coronavirus. And my understanding is that there are those on the council that believe that this is a social justice issue, that blood plasma donation centers take advantage of low-income people.
Other council members, you know, thought it was a bad site because sometimes the population it would bring. So there was many different reasons for different council members, but for the purpose of this ordinance, it was about the distance.
In February, the Common Council unanimously voted to require a 1,000-foot buffer between plasma centers and schools, churches, or private homes. Hannaford Plaza is close to Westland Hills Park and to a residential area.
Council members are really united on this issue. Council members felt in the beginning 1,000 feet is the standard, and our planning department changed it, and so the council is exerting its power, its right to set the distance, and that's the big issue. It's not, we also know that there are over 100 other sites throughout the city this blood plasma can be put in, so it's not that the council members are vehemently against it. It doesn't follow the feet requirement, 1,000 feet requirement that the council was set for.
You know, I think that there really can't be any concerns or shouldn't be any concerns about the operations of these. This is a center that is being proposed for a Hannaford Plaza.
Citing a flawed process and lack of any public hearing, Sheehan vetoed the council's proposed change to the zoning code that would have prevented any firm from opening a plasma center at the plaza. Ellis says the council, quote, redid the ordinance in the correct way, and it was passed Monday.
Yes, there are some houses that are within 1,000 feet, but they're behind this shopping center and not accessible from the shopping center. I mean, you can't get to the houses from the parking lot of the shopping center. So, you know, I think some of it is NIMBYism, maybe people's preconceived ideas. But in order to donate blood plasma, you have to be able to be to donate. And I think that some of the concerns are unfounded.
CSL said it did not have anyone immediately available for comment. Plasma donation is recognized as essential critical infrastructure by Homeland Security under the president's coronavirus guidelines for America.
The company threatened to sue the council, didn't believe the council had that authority, which we disagree with. So we will see.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.